You're listening to The Talk with Hussein.
Good afternoon, moms and dads, to everyone who's listening to us right now. This is Pearl 102, coming live from Al Jalila Cultural Center for Children. And this is Hussein Al Atouli and my friend DJ Danny. He's in the control. And today, a lovely lady is showing us, like with us, and joining our show today in the talk. We have Marita. She is the executive director of Surge Middle East, and Linda, a director of education programs. Good afternoon, and thank you for coming us today.
Hi, Hussein. Good afternoon.
Thank you. And Marita and Linda, I believe we are going to talk about a very special event coming soon, which is the World Water Day on March 22nd. This is the World Water Day, but the event, that which is the main thing that we are going to talk about, it, it's going to be on March 17. I would love to know more about Surge and what is going to be happening in this event, which is coming Friday. But after this short break, everyone who's listening to us, stay tuned, and this is Fair.
You're listening to The Talk with Hussein.
Hello again, everyone who's listening to us. Again, good afternoon, Marita, and good afternoon, Linda, and thank you for joining us. Marita is the executive director of Surge Middle East, and Linda, director of education programs in Surge. It's a lovely day here, like with us in the studio in Al Jalila Culture Center and the Pearl FM studios. Before we start on anything, if you can tell the people, what is Surge, Linda?
Great. Thanks very much, Hussein, for having us. It's really wonderful to be on Pearl FM.
Thank you for coming.
Surge is a not-for-profit organization. Mm-hmm. We are active here in Dubai. We have a chapter of an international organization which was founded in the States. Mm-hmm. And our goal here in the UAE is to raise awareness on the global water crisis, mm-hmm. and hopefully inspire people to save and conserve water. We know what a precious resource that is. And mm-hmm. Issues around
you know, when you talk like the global water crisis, I have been hearing these words since I was, I don't know, but it has been there like forever, the global water crisis. But is it serious?
Of course, it's definitely a very serious issue. There's 1 in 10 people today who go without clean drinking water. Mm-hmm. That's quite a large number of people. And it's really not just about the scarcity. We know water is becoming more and more scarce as the population on the planet grows. Mm-hmm. It's also about the quality of water. Mm-hmm. And I think that's really something we never think about, is how we as human beings, we're making the water more and more dirty. And you know, the water on our planet, it's the same water the dinosaurs had to drink. So we're not getting any new water around here. And we're actually making it harder and harder to get clean water and water that's safe to drink. So that's...
When you say like clean water, does it sound something like it's really expensive? Like we have to buy it, or like, I don't know. People right now is having the luxury of having like a free water everywhere they have, they live. And I know there is certain areas in the world, there's people who are just struggling to find a drop of water, let's say.
Exactly.
And here they are just not here, like so many places in the world, and they don't feel that because till now the need is not there, and we are just having a less place and where we can find water wherever that we go. And I want to speak with Marita.
We are very privileged here. She'll be the first to tell you.
Marita is a bit shy person, as if I find out, but in the phone, like it was like something like that. Marita, I believe you were in Surge for so long, and
yeah, so the story of Surge starts with my best friend, Shilpa. We grew up together in Dubai, actually, as kids. And so Surge, she founded Surge in 2008. Mm-hmm. She was living in Minneapolis in the U.S. at the time. So mm-hmm. Surge is actually in its 9th year as an international organization.
Fantastic.
And our chapter in Dubai has been running since April 2013. So we're about to come on our 4th year.
Where is the idea comes from to be like, because you were like with the founder since the beginning. And does the idea comes like, since you were like here in Dubai, or like does it go?
Yeah, the idea goes back to when we were children, because both Shilpa and I are of Indian origin. So especially with Shilpa, when we were kids, our parents would take us back on holiday to see our grandparents, and just to share Shilpa's story, from a very young age, from a seven-year-old actually, she realized that there was a big disparity in what we had here growing up in the UAE, in Dubai, and what children in India, in Bombay, and in rural parts, how they had to struggle and how they didn't have what we had. So that seed was planted in Shilpa at a very young age. So in her late 20s, Shilpa was able to finally realize that dream, and she founded Search for Water.
It sounds like a real dream, like, you know, not an easy for like a young people at this age, when you were seven or something, that, you know, we would think this big, you know. Kids right now are really busy with their technology and games and so much things, you know, which is, and this is something different. Generations are getting in two different ways, but every generation has its own uniqueness and things that they can be dream big in their own. But I believe the World Water Day, something is really big, and Serge is doing a kind of event. If we are going to tell the people who are listening right now, what is this happening now?
Great. Yeah, the event is going to be this Friday, so in only a few days, on the 17th. It's at the Sustainable City, starting at 5 p.m. We're welcoming everyone to come out and be with us. It's a real family, fun-filled afternoon. There'll be a lot of games and activities. We're going to share with everyone some of the programs we run in primary schools here in Dubai. One is called My Water Footprint. So we really hope to inspire people to understand that water is in everything, and that every daily choice you make can help lower your water consumption. So there's a lot of fun games for the kids to play, an obstacle course, and many activities. And then starting at 7 p.m., we'll be screening the recent film by Leonardo DiCaprio called Before the Flood.
Fantastic. Yep, I know. Well, Leonardo DiCaprio, I think I told you before like we started here, like there, I've seen some scenes from this documentary about Leonardo DiCaprio, but I don't know what is it exactly, but I think it's going to be a good chance for people who want to watch Leonardo DiCaprio, like being part of this event day and the movie you're going to show to the people. I know that like the calendar is looks really rich in the content and things that's going to be really fun for the people who are going to be there. It's I believe it's going to be like a family with children, like an event for everyone.
Yes.
I would love to talk more about, are we really in a serious problem here, like with the water? I mean, in our place here, and the sustainable city, which is something that I don't know how does it work and what is the meaning of sustainable city. I would love you, Marita and Linda, to share some ideas with us. But let's have the short break, and we'll be back soon. Everyone who's listening to us, stay tuned, and this is Pearl.
You're listening to The Talk with Hussein.
Still in the studio with Marita, Executive Director of Surge Middle East, and Linda, Director of Education Programs. And I've asked a question before the break. Marita, are we really like in a serious problem with the water?
Yes, Hussein, we definitely are. Like Linda said before, we only have a finite amount of water that we can use on the planet. And it's the same water that the dinosaurs used that we're using today. And with population expanding rapidly, we have no access to any new water sources. So we have to be really, really careful about how we conserve it, and to really, really treat water with respect.
How can we reserve it? Like, you know, I was reading about the event and the surge, and we'll be talking more about it like in the coming few minutes, but I was reading about, and that is like the way, like, you know, how you can like reuse the wastewater, and like, for example, the grey water I'm like cleaning the vegetables, or like something that I have in my home right now, and for example, it goes down like in the pipes, and khalas, there is no chance to get it back again. Like, and I'm sure I don't know, people, maybe their houses are not like, let's say, prepared in a way that they can reuse the wastewater right now, what we have, which is something what we can do. Like, there's companies that we can hire here, like they could allow us like to do a kind of more, I don't know, if there is pipes that you can install somewhere there, like the wastewater can goes around to, let's say, for the plants, if we have some in the house or something. I don't know. You can help us in this.
Well, one great way is to come down to our event, because our event is being hosted at the Sustainable City. Mm-hmm. So the Sustainable City is actually a brand new development. It's a housing development in Dubai Land. And at the Sustainable City, the entire development has been constructed using solar panels and using a piping system already pre-built that actually uses what we call all the grey water from people's homes to irrigate all the gardens and all the landscaping. So our event will include tours of the Sustainable City, which will hopefully inspire people wherever they live to also be able to start using some of those methods around the house.
I believe it's already inspiring, to be honest. Like, you know, having a full Sustainable City, which means all the water in the kitchen and the shower, let's say anything of this, like, and I believe like it's a big amount of liters in each day that we are wasting going down there, like, you know, but which we can use it again and reuse it, let's say, and over here. And why did you choose again like the Sustainable City to be part of the place of the event?
Great. Well, the World Water Day's theme this year from the United Nations is waste water. So we really wanted to be able to hold our event somewhere where we could showcase this type of technology and the way you can use gray water and reuse it in your home. Also, you know, we really think that we can do a lot more, even in terms of not consuming bottled water, for example.
Why?
And one of the activities we're going to have is a blind taste test of filtered tap water. We know that the Diwa water here is very good. So we're going to have a taste test between filtered tap water and bottled water to see what people prefer. And I think that everyone might be quite surprised to realize you can simply be drinking the water out of the tap.
Wow, that's fantastic. I heard something before the when we were like in the break, and you said something about the bottle, the water, like, you know, it's a three, let's say, for example, this one I gave it to you in the studio, which is without mentioning the brand or anything, but it is 330 milliliters. And you said something really interesting. How many liters could that we need to use just to have one bottle, the plastic one, you know?
Yeah, it's incredible when you know that it takes one whole liter of water to make this very small bottle that contains only 33 liters of water for you to drink. So every time you take one of
like
these bottles...
Three times the size of the water inside it, just to build to have one to make one.
That's right, and it even takes some petrol. So every time you consume and toss one of these plastic disposable bottles, you're actually throwing away water.
Wow, and that's why you have the, like, what is it? What can we call it?
Reusable plastic or aluminum, reusable bottle.
Yeah. I can see the one with Marita. It has been like for how many?
Oh, yeah. My bottle is old and scratched up, and I've been using it for 3 years
three
now.
3 years to save water?
Yeah, and I think also it's really important for all the kids listening. It's exactly the amazing habits you guys have of taking your bottle to school every day. It's that same bottle that you take to school. You use it, you wash it, and you use it again.
You know,
and that's
the problem
a brilliant
is, like, we stopped like using this after we finished the school. And I believe like we should reconsider it and like reuse it again. I don't know where is mine. So, but I think I need to buy another one to keep it with me in the office and everywhere, and everyone who's listening to us. Why do you think it's really important? I know it's a good habit, but why do you think that we have to keep it? We'll keep this question and the answer for the coming up questions on the talk. So everyone who's listening to us, stay tuned, and this is Pearl.
You're listening to The Talk with Hussein.
Still in the studio with Marita and Linda, and I would love to talk more about the event itself. It's going to be on March 17, and who is going to be invited over there? Is it open, or like people should register, or like what they have to do if they are listening to us right now?
It's a free event, Hussein, and everyone is welcome.
There'll
be a lot of kids' activities. There'll be plenty of things for the adults to do and learn as well. So it starts at 5 o'clock in the Sustainable City. We have a movie screening, as I mentioned earlier, starting at 7 of Leonardo DiCaprio's film. So you can rock up just for the film if if that's what interests you, or you can come ahead at 5 o'clock and participate in all the fun and games that we'll have.
What the family is going to expect after they leave this event, let's say, for example, what is the thing that they will learn from there, which is something I believe some like moms and dads, they might be aware, like if they're going to bring their kids over there, what they're going to what is going to be benefiting them out of it.
Well, Hussein, the main thing that we want people to take away from attending this event mm-hmm. is to really realize that water is in everything, and that by changing some basic and simple daily habits, mm-hmm. You can really conserve a lot of water mm-hmm. And you can have a big impact mm-hmm. on the planet.
I believe you are aware of those, let's say, the bad habits. We have it. Mm-hmm. Everywhere, even like in everywhere. When I say everywhere, like home, office, work, like streets, all everywhere. Like, you know, all of us have it, you know. Can we share like some of those habits, not just to raise the people, like we have it over there. Like, and how can we, how are you going to like solve it in this event? Or like, how are you going to change the people habits in this way? Some of those habits, what do you think? What kind of habits we have?
Sure, there's a lot of them. I think, you know, first of all, a lot of people just brushing your teeth. Mm-hmm. Do you leave the water tap running as you're brushing your teeth?
Yeah.
Even maybe okay. A lot of people know to do that, but even washing your hands. Mm-hmm. I always think about it since I've joined Surge. I turn on the water, get my hands wet, and then put some soap on them, and I turn the water off. Uh-huh. While I'm sudsing up my hands.
Okay.
Right? Otherwise, all that water is going through and contributing to making more wastewater.
Yep.
Right? Which we don't want. So, you know, those are some of the very obvious basic habits that maybe we can change. And I think some of the things that you're going to learn about is actually how much water is in all the things we use every day, as Marita mm-hmm. was just saying. Mm-hmm. So I'll give you one as an example, but we won't give them all away. Mm-hmm. I think for kids, they probably own a lot of jeans, right? Uh-huh. When they're not in their school uniform. So
what is the relation like?
What's the relationship? You tell us, how much water do you think is in a pair of jeans?
Wow. Okay.
What do you think? What's your guess?
Actually, you surprised me with the bottle of water, like you said, like 1 liter, and now like it's a full jeans, like it's.
Right.
I'm not talking about. I don't know. Does it like 2, 3, 4, 5 liters? I don't know.
Oh, many, much more.
Oh,
go up higher. The number
10,
of liters. Well,
20,
we have to be higher than the hundreds.
Wow, that's okay.
In the thousands.
For one pair of jeans.
8,000 liters of water, approximately, to make a pair of jeans.
That's
right.
That's shocking.
So
you know,
I think just thinking about that, if you realize, you know, maybe you can repurpose your jeans or recycle them, or you know, they can be hand-me-downs in the family. Let's not continue to consume so many things that maybe we don't need as well that can save water on the planet.
Mm-hmm. Does that going to make the kids feel sad? Let's say, you know, after they listen to all of this, you know, and in a way that I believe that the whole point of it is just to have this awareness. The community should understand more how they can reuse the water, like to save the water. And I believe in other countries in Africa and so many places in the world, they are like struggling, as I said before, like for a drop on water. And I believe people, when you go there, I've seen videos. I haven't been there before, mm-hmm. but I've seen videos. Like, you know, I can see like an old lady. She has like a big dish of like and all the small dishes inside, and she's using the same water to clean and clean and clean and clean for the same thing. And I believe like this is not a bad idea sometimes, you know, and because she's saving water and the dishes are clean. So they might be not clean as you think sometimes, but I don't know. There is so many solutions that you can give to the people. And if that's going to be over there also, like in this event, you're going to give people solutions and ideas and things that can help them to understand more how they can go back to their homes, you know, and they might not live in the sustainable city. We're not promoting the sustainable city, but they still have the chance to make their house something sustainable, you know. How is that, do you think, is going to happen?
So one of the ways, Hussein, is we encourage people, as we talked about before, mm-hmm. to drink filtered tap water. So at our event, we're also going to be giving people an opportunity to win a home water filtration unit.
Wow.
So that they can start their journey.
Can I win?
Yes, absolutely. anyone can win. And just to give you guys another clue, it's going to be about what Linda was talking about, understanding questions about how much water there are in different types of food, different types of clothes. Mm-hmm. So that's basically what the little quiz is going to be about. And that's how the closest answer will win yourself this this home water filtration system. So yeah, we really encourage people to come down to be a part of the event. Mm-hmm. And to celebrate World Water Day with us.
There's something here, like in the calendar and the event program, the water footprint. What is it?
That's exactly the one we're just talking about.
Yeah.
So your water footprint basically is how much water you use, uh-huh, right? Uh-huh. And most people will think, okay, that's the 4 glasses of water I drank today, the water I used to brush my teeth, flush the toilet, have a shower. Well, maybe I cooked some pasta for dinner. I used water there, right? So that is really not your water, the total of your water footprint, because there's a lot of hidden water in things, as we were just talking about, the water that's in jeans, because this is the water that was used to produce the cotton that made your jeans and in the factory that produced your jeans. So there is actually water in every single thing on the planet, living items, living beings, and in all the things that we use.
To be honest, like after reading this and after going through this conversation, I believe there's more and more we'd love to talk about more. But, you know, after all this, like, I don't know. I feel sad of myself.
Don't.
I've been wasting a lot of water.
I hope we've inspired you to make one change.
Definitely. It's just something in my mind right now. Think. How can I reuse the water in my home? You know, my mind is just running around the house and think, how can I reuse it again? Because I believe it's really important. And but in the same time, people cannot do that by themselves, because it needs a professional people to help in this and to have an ideas. And I believe, like, if you can help people, to guide people where they can have those kind of ideas, how they buy, what they can do, like, you know, they go home, like, you know, if there's professionals, companies, or like anything, they can call them or like hire them to do this kind of things in their home, installations, like changing the preparation, doing something in their homes. We'd love to talk more about Serge and the event itself, but let's have the short break and we'll be back soon. Everyone who's listening to us, stay tuned, and this is Pearl.
You're listening to The Talk with Hussein.
Hello again, everyone who's listening to us, again, like, we are still like with Marita and Linda. Marita is the executive director of Surge Middle East, and Linda, the director of education programs and Surge. I want to like understand, like, when you say like director of education programs, you do something in schools.
Yes, Hussein, we do. We're in schools quite often. Mm-hmm. We have a wonderful program called Water the Global Passport.
Water the Global Passport, yeah.
And
okay, so we give kids passport or something?
We do. We give them a little passport, and we take them on a virtual journey around the world.
Yes.
In their gymnasium. No airplane.
No airplanes. And a free ticket, by the way?
Well, we'll have to team up with Emirates for that, right?
That's really cool. Okay. That's really cool, you know.
But as we said in the beginning, you know, Surge is an international organization. So we work in the field, and many of our team here in Dubai have had the opportunity to go out to some of the countries like Uganda and Cambodia, the Philippines, where we have projects on the ground. So what's fantastic about our program, Water the Global Passport, is that we can really tap into all that we're doing in the field and really expose the children to those realities and to what life is like for kids in other countries.
May I ask you a question? Here, but when the kids like at the young age, like, I don't know which grade you're talking about, but I believe like they're young in the school, but when they are like exposed to those kind of images or like those videos from Uganda, from those countries who doesn't have the chance to have the water in the summer, what is their reaction, or like what do they say back?
You're very worried they're going to be sad. Right? Yeah. You know, they leave the program really feeling inspired and motivated to do something to help, because they realize it's not fair.
Uh-huh.
It's simply, I think it's that easy. They look at all the activities we take them through and they say, wow, this is unfair. How come it's so hard for those kids? How come those kids miss out on school because they have to carry this heavy jerry can, which I can't even lift,
yeah.
And they spend several hours a day walking 6 miles to bring water home to their family.
Wow.
They miss school. And these children here in Dubai, they understand that we're privileged, that we have free flowing water from our tap. But I think they leave really, really excited to try to do something to change.
That's a great impact, I think. You know, getting back to their heart, the families and everything, this is the best part, I believe, like when they go to their moms and dads, you know, dad, you don't have to do this, you can't do this, you have to do this. And like, so much change is going to be happening from the kids around the house. And this is inspiring. And sometimes it's a problem for the parents. They have to deal with it.
Yeah, we feel that with adults, you know, sometimes we are in habits.
Yeah.
But we feel with children, they're still forming, they're young. So it's easier with them, right? Absolutely, yeah. Because then they just grow up with good habits. And then there's something you don't have to change later. So they're great change agents.
That's really beautiful. That's fantastic. You know, we are like in the last few minutes we have, I don't know, maybe like less than 5 minutes we have. If you can give some statistics to the people. I know some people did just listen to the ideas and to the messages, to everything. But the facts are the facts, you know, and the numbers sometimes are more convincing. If we have some numbers to share it with our audience right now, if you can give it to us, that would leave us like with a real message that there is a real problem here in the water. And
sure. Yeah. Can if I may, Hussein, yeah, one of the things that we teach the children in our program, Water the Global Passport, is that here in the UAE, on average, one person will be using about 550 liters of water every single day.
Wow.
Right?
Wow.
And the international average is ranging from about 170, 180 to maybe 300 liters a day. So we're really on the high end of things.
That's
And you're shocked.
Yeah, I can't. Okay.
So I'd say,
you know, the 500 liters of water, like how many pools can have this one? Like, you know, it's a this is
I'm just trying
to imagine like the space I could like fill this amount of water with, and it's unbelievable, you know, like it's really not easy.
So if you come to our event, we'll be able to explain this in a lot more detail, and we'll be telling people, you know, what goes into that 550 liters of water that you're using.
I believe it's really important, not just for me, for everyone who's listening to us, to all moms and dads. We would recommend for people to visit and to be part of this event, because it is not just fun. I believe fun is there, but also like it's a great message and a kind of impact that's going to be over there, like out of this event, which is going to be on March 17th, 2017, on this Friday, starting at 5. So you would recommend people to come before or like in time?
Yeah, we'd recommend them to come at 5 o'clock at the Sustainable City. And just to share with you a fact on a global scale, it is predicted that by 2025, 2/3 of the countries in the world will be under water stress.
Wow.
So we really hoped as Surge to be doing our part to change those statistics and to have a brighter future for our children and for all the generations to come.
May I ask you a question, Marita? Is it an easy job?
No, it is not an easy job, but it is a job that I think it's a calling from within to want to be able to spread this to children and to adults and to our community here in the UAE. And Surge is a completely volunteer-run organization. So we feel very, very passionate about this message because we do this on our own time for that
God
reason.
God bless you guys. And thank you so much for this, for everything that you are doing from the beginning and for being here with us in the studio and Pearl FM. I believe like it's a nice inspiration message to everyone who's listening. And March 17 on Friday, Sustainable City. Again, for everyone who's looking to be and their families, moms and dads, friends, anyone, just be there on
just
time.
Show up and bring your blanket and your own water bottle. You get your own supply of tap water refilled. We'll refill your water bottle as many times as you need.
Ah, that's cool. they can leave out there like with a full of water, like they can drink everything. Thank you so much, Marita, Executive Director from Surge Middle East, and Linda, Director of Education Programs, and we'll be there with you, hopefully, inshallah, if there is a chance with me. Like, but I would recommend everyone. Daniel, are you going?
Definitely.
Daniel is the best person, like, you know, the DJ Danny. Thank you, everyone who's listening to us. Thank you, Marita. Thank you, Linda. Thank you, moms and dads.
Thank you, Hussein. Thanks.
Everybody, stay tuned, and this is Pearl.